Pope Benedict says the ideological manipulation of religion, sometimes for political ends, is the real catalyst for tension and division and even violence in society. He was addressing Muslim religious leaders at the large King Hussein bin Talal Mosque in Amman. The Pope said that Christians and Muslims must strive to be seen as faithful worshippers of God. He spoke of the common history of the two religions that has often been marked by misunderstanding, and he again praised efforts being made for interfaith dialogue in Jordan.
The cooperation found here in Jordan sets an encouraging and persuasive example for the region and indeed the world of the positive, creative contribution which a region can and must make to civic society.
It was the second time that Pope Benedict has entered a Muslim place of prayer since his election in 2005. Addressing the Pope, the top religious advisor to Jordan's king and his cousin, Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed, thanked the Pope for expressing regret for a speech he gave in 2006, which many Muslims felt insulted Islam.
I must also thank Your Holiness for the regret you expressed after the Regensburg lecture of September the 13th, 2006, for the hurt caused by this lecture to Muslims.
Earlier, the Pope visited Mount Nebo, where, according to the Bible, Moses saw the promised land before dying. Here he spoke of the inseparable bond between Catholics and Jews. He also expressed the hope that Christians and Jews may be inspired to overcome all obstacles to reconciliation.
Here, on this of Mount Nebo, the memory of Moses invites us to lift up our eyes, to embrace with gratitude not only God's mighty works in the past, but also to look with faith and hope to the future which He holds out to us and to our world.
Pope Benedict is expected to celebrate Mass at an Amman stadium on Sunday and to visit the site on the River Jordan where it is believed Jesus was baptized. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Amman.